Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, thanks for joining us this morning. I'm Chrissy Mernon, and my guests are Roger Ruiz. He's from the South Texas Blood and Tissue Center, and Monica Reyes from GenCure. And actually, the South Texas Blood and Tissue Center is one member of a family that's under the BioBridge Global umbrella. And I've got Roger's card. There's four things on the back of it: South Texas Blood and Tissue Center, Qualtex, the Blood and Tissue Center Foundation, and GenCure. So we'll talk about what all of those are. I know you're all headquartered in that big building on I-10 near Vance Jackson, First Park 10.
That's correct.
And so here we are. Summer's wrapping up, and you're really glad that school is back in session, because what happens at this time of year?
Well, during the summer break, we see a lot of donations not coming in. A lot of our high schools are on break and colleges are on break on summer break. So we see a decline about 20% of the lack of donations coming in. A lot of that is because a part of that is our frequent donors are on vacation as well. So it's great to see those high schools starting up again and colleges going back in full strength, so we can see those donations coming back in. So that's why it's a great time for us as we're wrapping up August and heading into September with a lot of those schools starting their blood donations again.
So June, July, and August are tough months.
They are very tough. And we see that lack of donations coming in. So we do some partnerships with local organizations in June and July. We partnered with Whataburger to give away Whataburger coupons for free burgers. And in August, we are partnering with Bill Mueller to give away a coupon or vouchers for a 2-piece chicken meal. So hopefully donors will respond to that and start coming in. It's a great partnership that we have with Bill Mueller, and we're hoping that that brings in donors as well.
Oh, we know how popular free chicken is at Bill Mueller's.
Yes, we do.
It is very popular. And so it's just a little incentive, a little thank you, because, you know, you need, how many people do you need to donate every day?
Typically, we like to see at least 400 people come in, 400 donors come in a typical day. Because you got to remember, we service a huge area. We serve 44 counties throughout South Texas. That's dozens of hospitals and clinics throughout South Texas. And the need is always great. So at least 400 units a day is what we like to see come in. And that includes red blood cells, platelets, plasma. So if you are near one of our donor rooms, or you have some free time as you're listening to this, make an appointment. Give us a call, 210-731-5590, or visit southtexasblood.org and visit one of our 7 donor rooms.
In San Antonio, and then so you said you've got 44 counties of South
Texas.
That's correct. So it's a huge area that you cover. So define the area from where to where.
So we go as far west as Del Rio, as far east as the Victoria area and the surrounding area there, as far south, Laredo, Eagle Pass, and some places then through the valley as well, all through the hill country. So we cover a big area. So if you see a mobile bus is out there, please stop by and give yourself about an hour to donate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was my next question. What do you have to do to donate? What are the eligibility requirements?
Sure. Anyone 16 years of age, weighing 120 pounds in good general health, with a parent consent form, can donate. Anybody weighing 110 pounds, 17 years of age, in good general health, can donate. We ask that you bring a photo ID with you, drink plenty of water leading up to your donation, as well eat something at least 2 to 4 hours before your donation would be great. A full meal, don't just eat some granola or a banana. You want to be ready to make that donation.
Mm-hmm. So why drink water?
It helps the blood flow a lot, come out a lot easier. You want to stay hydrated even before and after your donation, so you won't have a reaction. But as long as you follow those rules and follow those, you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. So you said about an hour. So how long does the actual donation take?
The actual donation itself, from when the technician sticks the needle in you, is probably about 10 minutes to at most, and then you'll be on your way. You'll get a your free coupon from Bill Mueller. You'll walk away with some snacks and some drinks as well.
And how about the satisfaction of helping people? Because when you donate blood, what are you doing?
That's correct. When you donate one whole blood unit, is what we call it, you're actually able to help save the lives of three people. So when that unit gets sent back to our facility, it gets broken up into different components: platelets, red blood cells, plasma. And each unit, each component is unique because as it helps patients. Each patient is different and unique in how they are needing our help as far as blood products. And that's how it's helping. And that's why we say you're able to save three lives.
And I saw in something you sent me before, or maybe I was looking at your website, that one out of seven people going into a hospital will need blood. Or a blood product.
That's correct. And that is scary. And as we see in summer, lack of donations coming in is kind of scary. So we never want to put a patient in that situation of needing blood. So we are asking the community to come out, make that step of donating blood. You can donate whole blood every 56 days. You can donate red blood cells every 16 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So why do people not donate, or how, what percentage of the population donates, and then so what percentage doesn't? Why do people, some people cannot, but why do others just choose not to?
Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's myths out there of people not wanting to donate. A lot of the time people don't donate is because they've said they've never been asked. So here's the ask of you coming out and donating. I'm asking you to come out because patients across South Texas need your help. It's just not in San Antonio, Laredo, Victoria. Like I said, the area that we cover, there's patients all across. And you never know when it's going to be you or your loved one that's going to be at the receiving end. So that's why we encourage you to visit one of our seven locations, one of our mobiles, any chance you have.
What's the biggest user? What type of patient is the biggest user of blood?
We always say the blood that is needed most is the one that's in that emergency room at that time. So, mm-hmm. But the majority of the population is made up of O positive blood. That's about 36%. But the universal blood type is O negative, and that is used most common in traumas and in emergencies. So that's why we, when you see us and making that plea, we're always asking for O negative because that is the what we call our gold. Our goal, so it helps any patient in an emergency and in a trauma.
So how do you know what type of blood you have?
Best way to find out what type of blood you have is come in and donate. And in a few weeks, you can log in into our system and find out what blood type you are. Give us a call once your donation is complete. Give us a few days, and we can definitely pass that information off to you. Mm-hmm. 210-731-5590 is the best number to call, and they will direct you and try to help you in finding your blood type.
Mm-hmm. So what types of blood are out there? And, you know, so you talk about the universal is the O negative.
O negative. That's correct.
And the percentage of the population that has that?
It is 7%.
What's 7%?
But you got to remember, 7% of the population is O negative, but less than that is actually donating. So locally, that number is probably 1 or 2%. So that is why it's so critical to have that always on the shelf. And you got to remember, a lot of these patients are waiting for blood transfusions, but they're also waiting for other great things that we're doing there at the center. And that's why Monica is here today to talk about what those great things are and how those patients will benefit from that as well.
Oh, so that is the Be the Match Marrow Registry. Monica Reyes is here with Roger Ruiz from the South Texas Blood and Tissue Center. So tell me about that.
Absolutely. I want to piggyback on what Roger said is you know, the traumas, the emergency rooms are the places that use a lot of our blood, but we have to remember that blood cannot be manufactured. Platelets cannot be manufactured. And so a lot of our patients that use a lot of the products that we collect are cancer patients. So it's everyday use and it's everyday need that we really urge people to come out and donate, especially during this tough time. But so you can save up to three lives but with a whole blood donation. But the other thing to remember is there are a lot of folks out there looking for a marrow match, a stem cell transplant, and in partnership with Be the Match, GenCure is the local affiliate that will collect those cheek swabs and get folks on that registry. And we're having a fantastic World Marrow Donor Day event on Saturday, September the 15th. And we're going to be at 16 area HEB locations, and we're going to be looking for volunteers. We're going to be looking for folks to come out and get on the registry and ensure that they understand the commitment that is involved, because unfortunately, of all the people that join the registry, about 50% back out of that donation.
You know, I read something like that. And so you attribute that to people not really fully understanding what they're doing, or they think the odds are against them ever being called.
I think a lot of people don't realize that they're that one, if they get matched, they're that one hope, that one life-saving opportunity to have that, to make that difference in someone's life. And I think a lot of times they just don't realize that it is going to be a procedure that they can come into our center for and make that donation. But you have to understand the commitment that you're making. Make sure they have a great support system. And we have a great staff that will walk you through the process on what happens if you are selected as a match, and walk you through the process throughout the entire donation process.
Well, let's go through that, because my thought is, why wouldn't you do that when you get a call that you are someone's lifesaver? I mean, you're a needle in a haystack.
Absolutely.
And so let's go through it to make sure people understand. So how do you even get in a position where you would be a possible match for somebody? What do?
You bet. To join the registry, we urge people to text CURE33 to 61474. That will get you started on the process to join the actual registry. It'll ask you a few questions. We will mail you a kit where you can actually do the cheek swab in the comfort of your own home.
So you get like a big Q-tip.
You'll get four Q-tips that you will swab your cheeks with, and then get those sent back into us. Again, you are not actually on the registry until you return all of those cheek swabs to us, and then we'll get you into the system. And then from there, you'll be on the national registry, and we'll hope that you can be a match for someone and help save someone's life.
So what do you get from a cheek swab?
So we get the genetic markers that will tell us if you are a match for a patient that's out there waiting for a stem cell transplant.
So they're on a list.
Correct.
And that list says we need this, 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 and this, this type, this genetic makeup.
Correct. And it will match you to a potential donor that's out there on that national registry. The other thing I really want to encourage your listeners is we're really encouraging our very diverse community to get out and donate and join the registry. You're more likely to match someone of your ethnic background. So we're really, really encouraging folks, especially on the 15th, to come out for World Marrow Donor Day, join the registry, especially our very diverse community.
Mm-hmm. Because we do have a lot, we do have quite a diverse community. And so is there a greater need for bone marrow matches among people, you know, with a special mix?
Yes, so correct. Absolutely. I think the Hispanic community, African American and Asian communities, I think struggle a little bit more to have that perfect match out there. So if you are of those backgrounds, we especially encourage you to come out. But we're looking for all types to come out and donate and join the registry and help save a life.
Mm-hmm. So you swab your cheek, you send it in. Now you're on the registry. Mm-hmm. And you could get a call.
You could get a call. And we have, again, a fantastic staff that will walk you through the entire process. We will walk you and your family through the entire process, make sure that you understand what the donation is going to entail, and we will guide you through the entire process. You don't get to meet your patient right away. There is a waiting period, and hopefully within a year or so, you will get to meet hopefully somebody's life that you help save.
What will you know about? Will you know anything about that patient
you
at all?
You will know, I think, their location and I believe their age.
Mm-hmm. But no contact.
Correct.
Because they're a very sick person.
Yes.
So go through the process of someone said, sure, I'll do this. And because I've heard it can be two ways. They can go straight from the hip and take your stem cells, or there's another way.
Correct. The most common way for you to go through the donation is to give. They're at our center. They're on I-10. And so that is called a PBSC
donation,
and I'm going to ask Roger to help me out to explain
the nuts and bolts of it.
So what ends up happening, once that donor's committed to coming in and donating, they'll get an injection of a drug called filgrastim for the next 5 days. And what that is, it's telling your body, that donor's body, to create more stem cells and release them into the bloodstream.
Step up production, huh?
That's correct. So once that process is done on that fifth day, when they come in, they would be put up and put on a chair, just like you would donate a platelet or a red blood cell donation. Just takes a little bit longer. And they would extract your blood, filter out your stem cells, and put everything else back in. And then when that unit is ready, it'll begin being transported over to that donor who is waiting, wherever they may be,
mm-hmm.
United States or anywhere around the world that donation may be going.
How long do those stem cells How long are they viable once you've taken them out of a person?
They have 24 hours to get from point A to point B. So sometimes that donation may be going to Germany or to Brazil or Australia. So they have a whole day. So that bag and that unit never leaves that carrier's side. They get on that flight, and from the time they get it until the time they get to the hospital, it never leaves the sight of that carrier.
And so, but it's a fast, I mean, it's move, everyone move fast because the clock is ticking on that.
That is correct. So you got to remember, as this is happening and that unit is getting transported to that donor on the other end is getting a crazy amount of radiation and chemotherapy. So it basically wipes out their entire system. And when they receive that unit, it grafts, and that patient will take on that person's new marrow.
Okay, they get the new marrow, the new stem cells to start over
for
them.
That's correct. So the first 100 days are very critical to see if that transplant is going to take.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first 100 days, that donor usually tends to see a lot of graft versus host disease is what we see.
Because they're very susceptible.
Right. So you got to remember they got to be quarantined at that point. So they have very limited amount of contact with the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going through a lot at that time. So that's why it's so important, like Monica says, we find those donations. Because you got to remember these patients have exhausted all their other options. They've gone through all the chemo and radiation they can. And this is basically their last hope to continue a life.
And so are you seeing more and more diseases being treated with stem cells? Or is there just an increasing demand for stem cells for the typical things you use them for?
I think we're doing a lot of research. It's one of the beautiful things that BioBridge and GenCure is doing is doing a lot of research through some of our biomanufacturing capabilities and finding out how else we can help and how else we can really be of need and service to patients worldwide. We have a fantastic group of scientists and researchers that are determining how best to meet those needs. And the blood donation, the joining the marrow registry go hand in hand because so many of the patients that need blood also are waiting for a stem cell transplant. So they're going through those treatments where they need blood transfusions or platelet transfusions. I think Roger and I have seen a lot of those similar patients where we've helped patients on both sides from the GenCure side and from the South Texas blood side. So the need is certainly great, and we hope that we can have the resources available to continue to identify the ways we can continue to help the community and the world.
Mm-hmm. So now what are some of the reasons that people say, oh, you wouldn't want my blood or you wouldn't want my stuff? And that you have to say, wait a minute, that we're interested.
So I think a lot of times people, you know, you asked Roger earlier, what's the myth about donation? I think it's really funny. You talk to some of our staff and a lot of people are afraid of that initial finger prick, right? Where we do test your hemoglobin levels and make sure that you're ready and safe. You're ready for making a safe and secure donation. We have a fabulous staff. And so we want people to not be afraid to realize that, you know, 1 hour of your time can help save up to 3 lives. And it's a small finger prick. We're going to give you a wellness check. We're going to make sure that you are safe and ready to get on that bed and make your donation. And our staff is going to ensure that you give a safe and secure product for the community.
So how do you convince people to donate? Because you're always looking for donors. Or do you, you know, like when you go to family gatherings, they say, oh, Monix.
Yeah, I always kid that, you know, again, was part of BioBridge Global, where we are a nonprofit, and I like telling people that we're not coming asking for your money. We're coming asking for 1 hour of your time and help save a life. So, yeah, my family's gotten the spiel. My friends have gotten the spiel, and I ask for blood donations whenever they can and make sure that they're scheduled and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. And Roger, you too?
All the time. I never get off of work is what I tell my family. When we gathered for Christmas, I always take 5 minutes of my time to let them know why the importance of blood donation is. And they say, oh, here comes Roger with his blood spiel again. Until they need it. But you know what? It's helped so much that I get a text at least once a week to say, hey, I told somebody about blood donation and they said they were going to go donate. So it works and it helps. If you can't donate, and you may be deferred for some reason, one reason or another, get somebody else to donate. That's the best way to make sure you're still continuing to help. I know financially a lot of us can't help sometimes because we don't have the financial need. This is one way to give back. This is a great way to give back to the community because though you'll never know the patient that you're helping, it's a great way that family, I'm sure, is very thankful for your donation.
Oh, I know. You know, I know you've brought several people on the receiving end. So talk about some of the people that you've dealt with over the years, you know, that this generous gift has made huge difference in their life.
It has. We have what we call our lifelinks, and our lifelinks are great people. They've gone through the process of needing blood. They've needed their marrow transplants, and they've come out healthy and living great lives now just because the community was there when they needed them. I think a few years ago, we brought in John Ugarte, who was also was diagnosed with Down syndrome, but he needed a transplant and found that in cord blood. That's another great thing that we do there at the center is cord blood. He needed several transfusions. His blood type actually changed when he got his cord blood transplant. So I believe he was one blood type. And when he received that transplant, his blood type changed. And
now that can happen?
That happens. Yes, it does happen. So that's kind of one of the neat things when this happens. Your blood type changes. And he's living a great life now. He turned 22 in October. He'll be 23 years old. And he was diagnosed when he was 12 years old. So he's lived a great life. And there's several success stories like that we have of our lifelinks. So if you can go to southtexasblood.org, we have a few of those stories on our website. And that's a great way to see where your donations mm-hmm. are going, how it's helping. And we encourage everyone to come out and donate. 7 locations throughout South Texas. Visit southtexasblood.org to find the nearest site or donate at one of our mobiles. You can also visit, find out the nearest mobile when it's coming to your area there as well. And you can visit us at Connect for Life, our social media pages. Search Connect for Life and stay up to date on all the great things that we're doing at the center.
Our guests this morning, Roger Ruiz and Monica Reyes, they are from GenCure, South Texas Blood and Tissue Center, and they're all under the umbrella of BioBridge Global, which is headquartered on I-10 near Vance Jackson in San Antonio. So, Roger, you mentioned cord blood. Explain cord blood, please.
Cord blood is the blood that's left after the child is born, the blood that's left in the umbilical cord. So we are able to extract that and put it into the cord blood bank that we have located there at our headquarters. It's also put into the registry as well. So if a patient is in need of a transplant and does not find one within the marrow donor registry, their physicians will then look at the cord blood bank and see if there's a match there as well. So that can act as a transplant as well for people who are dealing with leukemia, blood disorders, and several other diseases. That's just another option. And to find if hospital's participating, visit our website as well. GenCure.org mm-hmm. is the best place to go to search for that.
Okay, yeah. So when a mom is about to have a baby, is she asked, you know, when you have this baby, here's the umbilical cord will be discarded or saved? Do you have the option?
That is correct. If it's one of our participating hospitals, you have that option. You want to get with your physician, though, before you wouldn't want to make that decision right there.
Not the time. No.
You would definitely want to get with your physician and tell him your plans and or tell him or her your plans of what you want done with your umbilical cord. And that's all through our GenCure website. Mm-hmm. You can visit there and find a lot more information on how that works.
Well, let me ask, can people save them for themselves? Like, you know, what happens in case you need it somewhere in the future or the child you have needs it in the future?
There are cord blood banks out there that do private banking. You can do that. There is a fee tied to that.
Like a storage unit, you know, a monthly charge. Sure.
Exactly. That's what it is. And there is a fee. I actually do not have that information on that. But yeah, there are companies out there that do that.
So I'm wondering, is it frozen? Is that, and can blood be frozen?
actually, blood cannot be frozen. Our plasma can be frozen, and then it's good for we can store for at least up to a year. But your red blood cells, and I think one of the DJs here is always asking me, can we just freeze the blood and store it for when we? Unfortunately,
save it for a rainy day.
Unfortunately, that's not something we can do. Red blood cells are viable for only 42 days. Platelets viable only for 5 days, and plasma for up to a year.
So, okay, so when you collect them, it's really, you know, it's they have an expiration date on them.
That is correct. And that's why another reason why it's so important to donate platelets. Platelets is a different procedure that you can donate. It takes about an hour. You want to give yourself at least 2 hours to donate platelets. Make an appointment for that. But when you come into our donor room, that's a great thing. You can watch the latest hits on our DVDs that we have there. So you'll lay on our bed, sit there for about 2 hours watching the latest cool movie that's come out. And you got to remember, platelets only have, like I said, five days. But the great thing about platelets is you can donate platelets every 2 weeks. So that's the great thing about it. So in 2 weeks, you can come back and save another life.
Mm-hmm. So what do platelets do?
Platelets is the clotting factor in our blood. So when you get a cut, that's what platelets is. But a lot of the times our cancer patients, and like what Monica was saying earlier about cancer patients use a lot of platelets. When a cancer patient's going through treatment, they get a lot of chemotherapy, and you got to remember, chemotherapy wipes out everything. So one of the first things to go is your platelets. Mm-hmm. So doctors regularly check your platelet, and they get transfused often. So how many people do we know that have cancer? I mean, it touches every family, unfortunately, mm-hmm. but it does happen. So that's why it's so important. We currently have a LifeLink right now who went through a match, got a marrow transplant, and she is going through the process. Her blood type changed, and she is going through a lot of platelets right now, mm-hmm. using them as her counts are starting to drop. And so that's just another reason why you should donate platelets. She's a 12-year-old who's battling her cancer and is going through the process of getting a transplant.
And so she needs your help. Yeah.
She needs your help. And this is just one reason why Monica and I do this regularly, going out into the public and speaking and doing interviews with you, is mm-hmm. to bring awareness of why it's so important we are out here and doing this, because there's patients out there who are in need.
Mm-hmm. So is it harder to get platelets from people? It's easier to get blood from them?
Each person is different and unique. There are some requirements to donate platelets. You would have to have had, we want to at least, if you've donated blood in the past, to donate at least once before you come through the process. Once you come in and donate, it's just like donating blood. You want to eat before your donation, hydrate, and hydrate definitely after. Mm-hmm. We're asked that anybody with A positive blood donate blood, because that's we have a lot of A positive, just like O positive, but A positive platelets donors is what we're asking for when you come in and donate. So if you're A positive, that's a great way to give back on a regular basis, to come in and donate platelets.
Oh, so A positive and O negative are your prized people at the blood bank.
A positive platelet donors.
A positive platelet donors.
Correct. This is what we're
saying. A positive platelet donors, and then O negative blood donors.
Blood donors. Exactly.
Okay, those are like gold.
Those are like gold right now. Yeah, so if you're an A positive, we really encourage you to donate your platelets. O negative, come in and donate. A red blood cell, whole blood.
The rest of us who have the other types, they're needed as well.
Yes, and we have a program called Share Your Type, and it's on our website, and it kind of goes through the process of, if you're this blood type, we ask that you may donate this procedure rather than this procedure, and that's a great way to find out. So visit southtexasblood.org and visit Share Your Type, and you can see where we're asking you to donate, either being a platelet, a red blood cell, a whole blood unit, or even plasma at that time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. You know, we're almost out of time here. So before you go, I know you talked about you've got a big event in September, and you want to reach
people. Absolutely. We really want to encourage people to come out and help out the community. San Antonio and surrounding areas and all of the areas that we serve are very giving communities, and we really ask them to come out and donate blood and help support us from that standpoint. Come out on September 15th. We're hosting the largest marrow registry event in the world that day for World Marrow Donor Day. We're going to be at 16 area HEBs. So visit our website at gencure.org or text Cure 33 to 1-877-474-7474 to join the registry. See your commitment through and help save a life. But again, as Roger said, we're part of a wonderful organization surrounded by amazing workers, co-workers, amazing communities that are committed to helping save lives, and we need you now.
I know. I think about that. All of us, within us, we have the power to save a life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All we have to do is roll up our sleeve and give our arm and go through a little needle prick.
Absolutely. Or if you want to join the registry, again, it's just a simple cheek swab, and you'll return your kit and understand the commitment, and you can help save lives that way as well.
I want to thank you both for stopping by this morning. Our guest, Roger Ruiz and Monica Reyes. Roger's with the South Texas Blood and Tissue Center, and Monica is with GenCure, Be the Match Marrow Registry. They're part of BioBridge Global. And think about that precious gift that you have the ability to give. And how do they reach you?
They can visit us. SouthTexasBlood.org is the easiest way. Or give us a call, 210-731-5590, to schedule their next appointment.
Okay, and they can schedule a blood drive themselves, can't they?
That's correct. If your company wants to donate and participate with us, that's the best way to get a hold of us, and we'll get you the right person of coordinating that with your company.
And then send out the bus, and there you go.
That is correct.
All right. Well, thank you for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.